This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. An article in the Washington Post caught our eye the other day. It described a study that looks into how respondents' political beliefs may influence the way they answered simple questions about one of the persistent political scandals of our era, crowd size at the Trump inauguration. UMass Amherst professor Brian Schaffner, director of the UMass poll, co-wrote the article, and he joins us now to describe the experiment and its findings. What were you trying to find out?
Well, Saturday evening I was sort of watching the highlights of Sean Spicer's first White House press briefing, where he was sort of debating the notion that more people showed up to Obama's inauguration than Trump's. And I wondered, you know, I'd seen the pictures of the two inaugural crowds side by side, and I wondered really how far Republicans or especially Trump supporters would go in terms of if they would actually go so far as to say that there were more people in the picture that came from Trump's inauguration. We know that people repeat misinformation a lot in surveys, but would they do so when it was just so blatant and in front of their faces like that?
And?
And they did. About 1 in 7 Trump voters, when shown the two photographs that I think most people have seen, which were snapped from the Washington Monument of the Mall during the inauguration, about 15% of Trump voters said that there were more people in the picture that came from Trump's inauguration. And keep in mind, we did not identify either photograph as which inauguration it went with. All we did was say, which of these photographs has more people in it? And yet, 1 in 7 Trump voters said the picture that clearly had fewer people in it actually had more people in it. Whereas, you know, Clinton supporters and non-voters, you know, basically almost no one chose that photo, which, you know, shows that, I don't think this is a matter of Republicans can't see or that there's some sort of vision impairment problem among Trump supporters. You know, it's more about the fact that I think they know very well which photograph has more people in it. They're just basically trying to pick Trump's photo in that case to support Trump and support the claims that he's making about crowd sizes.
What are the implications of this? If we look at two pictures and one clearly has more people in it than the other one, but we say, no, it's the one on the left with fewer people that actually has more people, what's the end goal of that kind of answer?
Well, there's a couple possibilities. One is that they're saying, I'm not going to answer your question, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lie in order to just say that I support Trump. I think more people went to his inauguration. The other possibility is maybe they really believe it and they're trying to express that. They really think that there were more people at Trump's inauguration. Maybe they somehow see more people in that photograph. I think the implications of that are kind of a little depressing. It's just, you know, we've known over time that more and more each side kind of has their own facts about what's going on in the world. And I think Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan once said that, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts. Well, in fact, now in this day and age, it seems like actually different sides have different facts, and that makes it really hard to even have an honest policy debate about anything if we can't even agree on a set of facts from which to start from.
Have you, your results, or the resulting article that we're discussing been labeled fake news after putting this out?
Oh, yeah. I've received plenty of tweets and emails by people showing me every conceivable photograph that they can, suggesting that, you know, I used the wrong picture, that what I put out was garbage science and that kind of thing. I mean, there's a lot of people who are very motivated in, propping up this notion that more people attended Trump's inauguration, which, you know, it's just kind of crazy, actually, if you think about it, that there's this much effort going into some kind of meaningless debate about crowd sizes at inaugurations when there's, you know, so many other really important policy issues going on that people would lie about this. I mean, it makes you wonder, if they're willing to lie about crowd sizes, they're really going, it's much more of a problem when we come to real policy issues.
Well, you're a political scientist. We know that the new president is ratings obsessed and kind of looks at everything through a TV vantage point. Historically, have crowd sizes at inaugurations been any sort of harbinger for the relative successes of an administration?
I am not aware of any evidence that would suggest that there's any relationship to that. And I think, you know, what we've seen with Trump is that he is very, he puts a lot of value on being liked and being popular. And so, you know, it would have been, I think, very easy for another politician to sort of shrug off the small crowd size and maybe even reach out and say, you know, I understand that I didn't win a plurality of the popular vote, and so I need to reach out and bring more people in. You know, I think we saw that that was not his approach in his inaugural speech, and instead his approach is actually to argue the facts, to argue against the notion that he's not quite as popular as other incoming presidents. I mean, he is the least popular incoming president that we've had on record.
Let me ask you a question that I get myself here at Public Radio a lot. Given everything in the landscape as it is right now, where facts are up for debate, what do we do next? Those of us who are reporters and, you know, people who are working on data and polling and information.
Well, that's a great question. And certainly I've been doing, you know, some soul searching myself as a political scientist and someone who, you know, works in, you know, the realm of facts and whatnot. I think, you know, the first thing I would say is that there, you know, while we, it's so easy to see the people who can't be persuaded by facts, I think there are a lot of people who can be. And I think it's important to focus on that group. So there's probably going to be 30 or 40% of American adults who are going to believe anything Trump says just because they support Trump and they're going to support him regardless. But there's those people in the middle who are persuadable, and I think it's those people for whom the efforts of the news media and the efforts of scientists, I think, it, you know, putting out those facts and making sure that people know what the real facts are, I think that for those people, that matters, and that's what's going to swing public opinion and, you know, future election results.
Professor Brian Schaffner teaches at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and he joined us to discuss an article in the Washington Post recently. You can get a link to that at WAMC.org. Professor, thank you for your time and your work.
Thank you very much.